This week, ceremonies were held across eastern North Carolina to remember the thousands who died during the terrorist attacks on September 11, 2001. Another remembrance takes place in October to honor the Marines who perished during the Beirut bombing. A site in Jacksonville, which memorializes the lives lost, is in the process of renovation. Kelly Batchelor has more on the Beirut Memorial Grove tree replacement.
A local beautification project is in the midst of fine-tuning. The North Carolina Department of Transportation and the City of Jacksonville are working together to improve the Beirut Memorial Grove, a living tribute to the 273 Marines that lost their life during an attack when terrorists bombed the barracks in Beirut, Lebanon, October 23, 1983. The 16-acre grove, comprised of 273 fall-flowering cherry trees, is located at the intersection of U.S. Highway 17 South and North Carolina 24, across from Camp Geiger. The grove was planted last October. Communications officer for the North Carolina Department of Transportation Divisions 2 and 3, Brian Rick, says some of the cherry trees did not adapt well to the environment, facing stressors that included a very harsh winter with snow and ice events.
The trees comprising the grove will be removed and then replaced by hardier trees that will last longer, and they'll be there for when the families gather to remember, you know, those service members who lost their lives on that day.
Trees were not only damaged by storms, but also by vehicle accidents and construction projects. It's the second replanting of the grove, which originally featured Bradford pear trees. In addition to replacing the current cherry trees, crews will resod and mulch the site.
Eco Express will be removing the trees, and they're going to begin removing the dead trees probably within the next several days. In total, close to a dozen people will be out there working on this, and it should take approximately 6 weeks.
The $43,000 project is being paid for with federal funds. While the tree removal takes place, Rick urges local motorists to exercise abundant caution approaching the area.
Drivers should certainly obey the posted speed limit and stay focused on the road in front of them. There will be occasional people out there working on this, so please be aware that that is happening.
After testing the soil at the site, it's been determined that a variety of trees should thrive in the grove, including ginkgo, black gum, golden rain trees, and pond cypress. Rick says replacement trees will be chosen by Jacksonville officials, and once the appropriate variety is selected, young trees will be planted in February or March. Each year, a remembrance observance takes place at the memorial on October 23rd.